Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Mac, how are you this morning? Hello.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good. Mac Giuliano is on a phone line. We'll get started here. I have to pause for an EBS test, sir, and then we'll continue our conversation. You're the union rep for the National Association of Letter Carriers. I was reading Mary Mitchell's piece in the Sun-Times. You've been on with us many times, and she mentioned you in there as well. But her problem was that the Postal Service still isn't humming along like it should be. Mac, do you agree?
Yeah, most definitely. It's funny, you know, when she contacted me about the issues that she faced at the Charles Hayes Post Office, I began sharing with her some issues I had when I went to the post office to get some stamps or to mail a package in the downtown facility. You know, I felt I was frustrated. I walked out as well.
You did?
Twice in 1 week. Yes,
okay.
I did. The president of the union. I'm like, no, this is crazy.
Okay, so it's either, to me, not enough people, or the people just aren't working hard enough. Is it both? Is it one? What is it?
Look, trust me, the workers are phenomenal, especially during this pandemic. The clerks, the carriers, the mail handlers, you know, everyone who is showing up, they're all in. The problem is, again, back to the same storyline, not having enough people. Not just the carrier craft, but we've seen that with clerks as well. Not having enough clerks to man the windows, facilities closing for break, for lunch. And it creates a problem, not just on the delivery end, but on the retail side as well.
Talking to Mac Giuliano, who is the union representative for the letter carriers in Chicago. Mary Mitchell, in her column, Mac said that there are jobs available, right? Are those real jobs? Like, because sometimes jobs get posted and they just keep your name, but they never actually call. Are there really jobs in the Postal Service?
If this is a posting through the United States Postal Service, these are real jobs. These are career opportunities. And what we expect to see, you know, going into the summer months, a massive hiring by the Postal Service, particularly in the Chicago area. We expect to see up to 500 new letter carriers in the city of Chicago.
That pay $17.29 an hour to start?
I believe it starts off about 18 now. That should go up to 19 in June. We're under a new collective bargaining agreement, which will allow the Postal Service to do some more hiring, convert some more full-time positions. For those who are interested, it's a physically demanding job. Those who are interested, the time is now. And I know you mentioned that there were some who had applied and someone never got back to them. If that is the case, because, there are structural issues in the Chicago Post Office, managerial issues, and it's the reason why we got to where we are now. But if someone is not contacted after applying, after the Postal Service has gotten back with them and began the hiring process, they need to contact our union hall, and we'll help them. We'll help them come on board.
We talked to you a few times last year, particularly before Christmas, and also when people were considering mailing in their ballots, and a lot of pressure in both cases was put on the letter carriers. And you were describing for us the reason sometimes mail doesn't get delivered. In Mary Mitchell's case, 3 days. Some people sometimes no mail's delivered for a week. And as I recall, you made it sound like sometimes a letter carrier is assigned to a batch of mail that goes to a bunch of houses. But if they are sick, or if they have COVID, or if they're quarantined because of exposure to COVID, nobody was assigned to their route. It's not like your letter carrier didn't get to you that day. There was nobody at all that was even going to get to you that day because of this lack of, I guess, staffing. That's how I remember it. Is that kind of what happens?
That's very accurate. And it's unfortunately we're in that same place right now, because getting people on board and getting them trained, acclimated to the position and able to effectively deliver mail, it's a process. You know, it's the hiring process. It takes 3 or 4 months for someone to really get to know the job. And we're still in a situation where we're finding that there are roughly 200 assignments a day, 200 assignments a day that are not being delivered in Chicago. And these assignments touch roughly 800 to 1,000 delivery points each. So there's some issues that we're still working through. Again, I, you know, echo the concerns that was raised by Congressman Bobby Rush. The leadership in Chicago, I know a lot of people focus on DeJoy, but there's been a lot of questionable decisions. This was pre-COVID. It's been exacerbated by COVID. We're getting to the other side of COVID. And the, you know, having the personnel, having enough carriers is still an issue, and it shouldn't be.
Okay, so you just said, hold on.
Hardworking men and women. Go ahead.
I got that. But you just said that there's 200 routes that aren't attended to per day, each of them with 800 delivery points. So that means 160,000 minimum addresses aren't going to get their mail today and should, but we actually don't have anybody picking it up and sending it out.
That's correct.
160,000 minimum addresses a day in the Chicago area. Is that in the city? What area are we talking about?
Basically, where the demographics, all of Chicago. It's not any one neighborhood, you know, worse than the other, whether it's Rogers Park or the Grand Crossing area or the Auburn Park area. I mean, this is all of the city of Chicago, which also would include the Niles office, Cicero, Evergreen Park, Riverdale. They all are part of what they call the Chicago cluster. They all are part of the Chicago post office. So, you know, if it's a 606 zip code, it's impact by
160,000
service,
maybe even more. Yes. Maybe 200,000 if it's a 1,000. You said 800 to 1,000 items per carrier.
On average last week we were running anywhere between 150 to 200 a day assignments, full assignments not being delivered.
Okay,
this is not counting the partial assignments that's not being delivered.
I'm talking
full assignments that don't have anyone on them.
Okay, so it's even worse than that. Well, okay, so if you can pass the drug test, the background check, if you have 18 years of living on this earth, a high school degree, and a clean driving record for at least 2 years, I don't even think you have to have a high school degree here.
You need a high school.
You need
a high school diploma. The driving abstract is important. 2 years, you know, good driving record.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of, you know, willpower. And I got to tell you, our members, letter carriers, they're a proud crew. We embrace our mission to this agency of delivering everything, everywhere, every day. We just need the manpower to do so.
Nice to talk to you, Mac Julian. My best to your members. Let's get more of them in the works and plug these holes, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, John, for having me.